The next item on the liberal agenda is, let's see, I lost my place here. Where is it? Oh, the legalization of same-sex marriage, or as the New Republic article says, for gay marriage. Well, that's pretty straightforward. That's your goal, I think, is to promote homosexuality, or at least to legitimize it, legalize it. The Libertarian Party is for legalizing homosexuality. That means, for me anyway, that means that if a person is caught in the act of sodomy, charged and convicted of sodomy, that you don't want to have that person thrown into a federal prison where he will be sodomized. That doesn't do anything. I mean, from the most fundamentalist Christian perspective, the most homophobic perspective, if you will, that's counterproductive. That doesn't make any sense. The initiation of force is not, I don't think, a Christian way of eradicating homosexuality. If that's your goal, to eradicate homosexuality, the initiation of force is not the way to do it. So that's why, in a technical sense, I'm for legalization of homosexuality. Now, the legalization of marriage is a different thing. That's a government function. I don't think the government, well, to tell you the truth, I just as soon abolish the government, get rid of the whole thing anyway. So it's not like I want the government doing anything. But unfortunately, when you legalize homosexual marriage, it is a requirement in many ways, and this is where the rubber meets the road. It's a requirement for people who don't believe in homosexual marriage to have to endorse it. We've already seen examples of this. For example, in New Mexico, a photographer was approached by a homosexual couple who wanted the photographer to take pictures of their wedding. The photographer said, well, I don't believe in homosexual weddings. Here's a referral to another photographer who does very good work and will be happy to help you with your wedding. The same-sex couple filed a suit against the photographer for some kind of discrimination from, I don't know, maybe some kind of hate crime, and the photographer was fined thousands of dollars by a government agency. It also has become increasingly likely, if not actually happening, that a person who simply expresses the belief of America's founding fathers that homosexuality is contrary to the laws of nature and of nature's God, which every single person who signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution believed, that is hate crime, hate speech, worthy of the initiation of force by the government and some kind of threats of violence or compulsion to prevent even the expression of that idea. Now, I believe that marriage is created by God. It's part of the laws of nature and of nature's God, and it's something that God created, and government can't redefine it. And so the idea of a homosexual couple getting married and for the government to say this is a marriage is sort of like saying that an atheist can be baptized. It changes the whole meaning of the sacrament. It changes the whole meaning of the action. It changes the whole meaning of the relationship. It changes the whole meaning of how God created human beings, because according to the Christian faith, God created human beings male and female, and that's essential to the whole creation story. So the government, as a tool of promoting homosexuality, is wrong, I believe. And if your goal is to promote homosexuality using the coercive machinery of the government, well then, libertarian is not the person you'd want to use. You'd want to vote for, because the libertarian will not help you achieve your goal of promoting homosexuality through the initiation of force, which is what legalization of same-sex marriage is. It's one thing for the government to recognize it, but it's another thing for the government to change it. It's one thing for the government to say marriage is what those people who believe in marriage say it is, and we recognize these people as being married according to that definition, which is what government always did. Government always said that marriage is ordained in the book of Genesis. I mean, on my marriage page there, I have court cases where the courts have said in their opinions that this is where we're going back to, the book of Genesis. That's our belief that God created human beings male and female. Now, it's one thing for the government to recognize that. It's another thing for the government to say God created people differently than the Bible says. That's the establishment of religion, if you want to use or misuse that phrase from the First Amendment. Anyway, I think what it's important to realize is that the libertarian does not believe in using force or threats of violence to eradicate homosexuality. I admit my goal is to eradicate homosexuality. It's also to eradicate prostitution, but I believe in the legalization of prostitution, which means I don't believe in initiating force against prostitutes, certainly not against the woman and not the man, but I don't believe in the initiation of force as a way of achieving that goal. Now, again, what's your goal, and is the libertarian an impediment to your achieving that goal? Libertarian allows people to view marriage any way they want to. If you want to believe that, then you can. And the libertarian is against use of government to prevent that from happening. So I would just say that the libertarian, I do not share your goal if you want to promote homosexuality, but I also do not believe in the initiation of force against you if you do. So that's the best I can do on that one. Let's go on to the next item, which is related, and that's the idea of secular government.